Welcome to Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Welcome back, everyone, to Influencer Marketing for Destinations. We are excited that it's the holiday season and there's just so much going on and so many things to be influenced by. So we're excited to talk about travel and influencers. So today we're sitting down with a guest, Miss Rover or Melissa, and we are excited to have her talk about geotagging and what are all the do's and don'ts and what's and whys regarding that. So I know Jess is going to lead our influence segment before we hop into Melissa and everything about her. So Jess, why don't you lead us through that?
Great. And if you guys are first-time listeners, we like to do a segment called Hashtag Influenced. This is basically a segment that we like to do to talk about the power of influencer marketing, especially when it comes to platforms like Instagram. There's always a lot of ads and influencers pushing different products. So we like to chat about the things that have influenced us to buy or to do recently on the platform. So for me, I'm seeing a lot of ads right now on my Instagram for the upcoming Halloween season. And with that comes costumes. This year around, I actually have a little baby that I get to dress up with me. So I'm very excited. And we've been looking for different costumes. And I think I finally was influenced to buy one. Have you ever seen the trend of dressing up a little baby as an old person? I know it's such an obscure trend, but that is what we're doing. So we've got like a fake little wig. We've got the whole, what are those little things called where they hold on to them? They're like little standing supports with the tennis balls on the bottom.
The walkers.
Yep. Yeah. All of that. And a little old man costume suit for him. So we are very excited. That popped up on my feed. There was another person that had done that the previous year with their little baby. So it totally influenced me to dress Briggs up like that for this upcoming Halloween season. Let's see, Jacqueline, how would you jump in next and share with the audience what you've been influenced to do or buy recently?
Yes. So this is going to be kind of an interesting one. I don't know if you guys have, I'm sure you guys have heard of it, but I just came across it this weekend. So I've been all over the internet looking for house decor. Since we bought our house last year, I finally have more storage room and I have no fall decor at all. None. And I was like, how have I made it this far in my life without any fall decor? So I immediately went to the internet and started looking at inspiration pictures on Pinterest and looking at Instagram to see what all my favorite influencers have done to decorate their homes. And I was searching through Amazon looking for, you know, cheaper prices, better deals. And I found the influencer side of Amazon and they call it hashtag found it on Amazon. And they just put together all of the influencers' pages, which I've always seen. You know, your favorite influencer links it in their bio and has their Amazon page. But this is just kind of a collection of all of the influencer pages. And as soon as I go to the pages and I like something that's on this influencer's site or on their little Amazon page, I can save it to a found it on Amazon list. And so I can frequent my list and purchase, add to cart, all of that. So that has been really fun. And so I have many things on the list to buy.
That is so fun. That is really fun. Let's see. Melissa, have you been hashtag influenced recently?
Ooh, yes. Kind of going off what you just said about like seasonal decor. I've been, you know, trapped in my house a little bit more with the pandemic and everything. So I've been trying to change out my art. And I'm going to give a shout out to my friend Gina at wildgina.com. And she sells prints of just incredible seasonal art that she's taken with her iPhone or a camera. I don't know. I have been very inspired by that lately and putting up some different nature photos that have given me a little more calm lately. So that, yeah,
that is so cool. Yeah. I'm definitely going to have to check out her website and look at those different prints.
Yeah, yeah, and you'd be supporting a Black female photographer, so that's a bonus there.
Yes, win-win right there. We'll definitely, and if you guys are listening, we will link this in their stories as well on Instagram, so that way you can go and check that out.
Yep, as well as the description of the episode.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Well, Melissa, we are so excited that you are here with us today. Before we dive into our topic of geotagging, would you mind just taking a moment to introduce yourself to the audience, who you are, what you do, and how you got started in this?
Yeah, so I am Melissa. I kind of started my travel blog in 2016 when I moved from Michigan to Washington as a travel occupational therapist. So from there, I just started posting about my travels, and that kind of the side hustle of that and the hobby of my travel blog turned into full-time officially last year. I don't recommend going full-time as a travel blogger during a pandemic, but it is, I'm holding on, it's working out. But yeah, it's kind of been an all over journey, but working as a travel occupational therapist really helped me cover ground, moving to Washington. That's kind of where I got introduced to the mountains and fell in love with, you know, national parks. And then from there moved to Alaska for 6 months, and that just furthered it. And then, and now currently, well, not currently, because my van is broken down in Colorado, but I'm currently living in Northern California.
Okay, very cool. Very cool. So would you say before moving to Washington from Michigan, you had that love for the national parks and traveling and exploring, or was that founded when you moved there?
Definitely founded on the journey there. I had no idea what to expect. I feel like I was so focused on the outcome of like, oh, I'll be in Washington, my life will start over. And the journey to get there kind of blindsided me. It was just like the national parks, the mountains, everything blew my mind. You know, my first backpacking was in Michigan. So it was flat, you know, trees, mm-hmm. forests, you know, lovely space,
oh, yeah.
but
yep.
very different going through Utah for the first time.
For sure. For sure. Utah definitely is one of those states that's just incredible. It leaves much to be desired after you come the first time. You definitely want to come back a second and a third and a fourth time.
Absolutely.
Well, awesome. And Melissa, now that you are in the travel sphere, we're happy to have you and to have you talking about such an important topic that I think a lot of people, I know I didn't know as much about, so I'm really excited to dive in today. Let's start by telling our audience really what is geotagging? What, if they don't know anything about it and this is their first kind of touch to this topic, what would you explain to them?
Yeah, so geotagging is a feature on social media where you're assigning a location, like often down to the coordinates, to a photograph or a video. So it kind of gives the people consuming the photo or the video exactly where to find that spot.
That's a great description of it. And just to clarify for our audience, when you say social media, are there specific platforms that you're referring to?
You know, I'm not totally sure if it's outside of Instagram and Facebook. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if YouTube, Twitter, I mean, I know Twitter, you can tag locations, but I don't know if it's down to the coordinates.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think definitely the two biggest platforms that deal with geotagging are, like you said, Instagram and Facebook are the big ones. When you go on to Instagram and Facebook, you're able to click the coordinates of a tagged location, and you can actually, like you say, find the exact spot that the influencer or just a person was posting about on social media. So why is this a big deal?
Ooh, so many reasons. How much time do we have?
We have plenty of time. Dive into all of the different reasons.
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing lately has been the topic around geotagging is that it is the cause of over-tourism. And that's been a big deal, a big topic of conversation in the outdoor community. You know, is tagging a place on social media harming the environment? Is it ruining, air quotes, the space? That's what a lot of people are having conversations about.
For sure. Yeah, I just finished reading an article a couple days ago, and they're actually calling this industry now Instagram tourism. You know, there's so many different types of tourism, but they've actually labeled a whole new segment called Instagram tourism. And a big part of that is because of that geotag feature on Instagram, is you're able to find the exact location someone's at and plan a trip based on those coordinates. So yeah, I do agree that it is an issue if you are looking at it in concerns with over tourism, because it definitely contributes to that.
Yeah, I had not heard of Instagram tourism. When in my research too, I saw that the Leave No Trace principles actually got published in 2018 as a response, which I thought those went, you know, back a lot further. I mean, I know the principles have been in place for a long time, but the push on people's websites and talking about it on social media, yeah, in 2018.
That's really cool. Yeah, I didn't know that date. So that is really interesting to note. Besides the over-tourism issue, is there any other reasons why you feel like geotagging is a big deal?
Yeah, I mean, kind of just in breaking it down from there, like the over-tourism, why, you know, there's two sides of that, right? There's like the conservationists and their side saying that social media is essentially ruining these places. And then, you know, is it all on the influencers? Do they have all the power? Like, what is the dynamic there? So it kind of seemed like when they released the information about like, oh, you should not geotag, put in place by conservationists, it kind of felt like everyone jumped on that bandwagon and in kind of a holier than thou type of way, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it kind of created some divides as far as like, oh, are you that kind of travel blogger, or are you the kind that, you know, you're put into a category of not respecting the environment, essentially, if you are tagging locations. And I've dealt with kind of both sides of that in my career now as well.
Yeah, that is an interesting dynamic, right? You get the two sides of the travel bloggers that genuinely want people to have a similar experience that they have. So they're willing to share the location of these places versus the other side where they're very passionate about protecting the environment and protecting the earth that they refuse to share the places that they travel to and the different trail locations. So there definitely is two sides to this story of geotagging. So thanks for bringing that up.
This is a really interesting topic too, I think, from the destination perspective. It kind of makes me think back to our episode about contracts where we talked about the FTC guidelines, right? A very similar story where I think most people think that it's on the influencers to follow those guidelines. But as we enter into these partnerships and collaborations, really it's the responsibility of both parties to decide these things and to help each other figure out the navigation of what is the ethics regarding geotagging or, you know, the FTC guidelines and following those things. But when we look at each side of the coin, Melissa, like, when would you say is it okay to geotag and when is it not okay?
You know, I wish I can tell you what I do for myself, and I don't know if in a year I will change my mind on that, but I mean, it kind of depends on what side you take on that, because geotagging has kind of fostered like a very exclusive mentality, and I've seen a lot of influencers now saying like, oh, I've discovered this place, and it gets very like, I've heard it termed Christopher Columbus of the influencers, which, and it can feel that way because it's, I mean, for myself, I've been trying to recognize and acknowledge the indigenous land that I'm visiting because all of our public lands are stolen indigenous land. And so it's like, who are we as, you know, white travel influencers deciding who, if we're geotagging or not, like, is this our decision? Why do we have the authority on this? So for myself, I have been tagging general locations and then blogging on my website in detail about where I go. So that way, if people are willing to take the extra step and learn about where this location is, I can provide safety information, you know, leave no trace principles, all the information that is kind of left out, I've found on Instagram with just the following a geotag.
For sure. And I feel like I fall into the same category as that when I am traveling and working with the destination or whatnot, and there is a location, my mind is currently thinking of all the hot spring destinations around Stanley, Idaho. Years and years ago, they were very undiscovered, but nowadays they have a geolocation for each hot spring on Instagram, right? If you want to go to a specific hot spring, you can find it thanks to Instagram. And obviously that has promoted more tourism in the area, which is good for the local community, but bad for those local hot springs that are kind of being overrun with people. So there's two sides to the story of tagging, but I do like what you said about, you know, for example, what I like to do is I don't provide the geotag locations for a specific trail or whatnot if it's especially, you know, protected. But I will provide general directions on like a blog post where I can provide more information, just like you said, about safety, about, you know, leave no trace principles, the tag responsibly campaign. You can pack all those details into a blog post much more easily than you can pack it into an Instagram post. So I think that's a great point of where you're providing the, you know, those directions and those coordinates.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, I mean, some general things that I've discussed with other travel bloggers as far as when to geotag, when not to geotag, is things to keep in mind, like, does the place have infrastructure to support large amounts of people coming in? Like, do they have bathrooms? Do they have a parking lot? Like, how are the trails? Are they, you know, paved? What's the foot traffic going to do to the area? Is it fragile? Is it going to erode? You know, things like that. Also human safety. You know, there's places like Horseshoe Bend that I'm pretty sure now has a railing around it. And, you know, just how well known is the area? And will it, like you mentioned, is it going to impact a community negatively? You know, like, especially for that, I think of a lot of places that are up against, you know, indigenous areas, native reservations. Like, is this bringing more people in? Is that going to negatively impact them or positively impact them?
I think those are all great considerations to keep in mind when trying to figure out if you're going to geotag a location or not.
Well, and these are amazing thoughts to hear from an influencer too, because the destination is thinking about these things all the time. They're thinking about the balance of me bringing people in and bringing tourism, but they're also thinking, okay, do I have the infrastructure to hold all the people I want to bring in? And how fast can we build this infrastructure? Or where do we send people when we invite them to come? So I think working with the destination is important to do that when doing a collaboration. So Melissa, my question for you is, have you had a lot of destinations that you've worked with ask specifically if you would or wouldn't geotag something when you come visit? Or is that something that you usually bring up with the destination when you go to collaborate with them?
Yeah, I have not had anyone tell me not to geotag as far as places I've been working with. It's mostly from other influencers that I get that feedback. It's like, oh, I saw you went there. We'd really appreciate if you don't geotag that. And then that gets into the whole, you know, earlier conversation of what are your ethics around it? Like, is that going to be, you know, a word that's been thrown around a lot recently, gatekeeping. Am I protecting it or am I gatekeeping it? You know, there's like a very gray area I feel with this, at least for me right now, and trying to figure out what is best for me to do in that situation.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. There is two sides, as we've talked about, to this geotagging campaign. And it's kind of hard to figure out what side to be on. But I do think it is very dependent on the factors that you listed earlier, and also the destination that you're visiting. I read a report a few months ago about a smaller destination. I believe they were in Texas, if I remember correct, but they actually encouraged their influencers to geotag the city, not like a specific trail or anything like that, to drive more visitors to their city as a whole, not just a specific site within the city. So I thought that was a really cool balance between wanting a geotag for the destination to get more tourists there, but also wanting to protect the natural lands and not geotagging a specific spot within the city. So I thought that was a good compromise in this situation for this tiny Texas town to ask their influencers to do.
That's a smart idea.
Yeah, I like that. And it does kind of encourage people to do their own research then. You know, oh, I saw this location. This is why I want to go to that city. And then, you know, dig in and find it. As long as, you know, it's accessible, then I feel like that's wonderful. But that's great to see, like, a city take that on. Like, I've seen more from the government, like recently, like, timed entry and reservations for national parks. Like, I know Yosemite is doing that. And I just recently experienced that in Rocky Mountain National Park, where I just had to go online. And just the day before at 5 p.m., they released, you know, the time slots, and it was $2 and I reserved it and I was able to go in and get a parking spot, which was incredible. And, you know, the trails weren't flooded with people. And it just felt like a better experience. And I feel like that's a really positive thing. And I think, you know, these public spaces should have more management that way instead of relying on influencers to make that call.
Yep, I 100% agree with that. The last thing that I want to touch on is the Tag Responsibly campaign. For those that are listening, I'm sure you've seen this campaign when you're scrolling through Instagram. For example, if an influencer tags a location and it says, tag responsibly, keep blank the city or the area wild. And so what I've seen a lot is the Jackson Hole, the Keep Jackson Hole Wild, just because I live near that area. So I definitely check out the nearby post quite frequently. And so that's the geotag that a lot of locations like Jackson Hole are asking visitors to use. What are your thoughts on this Tag Responsibly campaign, Melissa?
I can tell you read my blog post where I ranted about this. I think the intention behind it is important. I think it started off as a thoughtful way to promote, you know, responsible tourism, but there's a lot to it that rubs me the wrong way, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, I have only noticed typically white influencers use that tag, and it's usually people that have been unaffected by, you know, structural racism, and they've grown up hiking, camping, have had access to all these places. So it just kind of ties back into that elitist kind of keep away game to me. And I cringe a little bit when I see that tag, even though, like, I know their intentions behind it, but there's just no conversations that I've seen happening around it when they use that tag. And I think that's what bothers me the most.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point. We'll definitely link that blog post that Melissa just referred to in the podcast notes, because it's a wonderful blog post. I'm looking at it right now. Well, if you're listening and you want to read in her blog post on this, on her thoughts on the Tag Responsibly campaign, go check out the show notes because it will be there.
Thanks, Jess. And that does give destinations as well an idea of what they do and don't want to do regarding that campaign. I know as a government organization, a lot of DMOs have to say certain things or have to go in a certain direction. And so if you've never heard about the controversy regarding that Tag Responsibly campaign, you know, that's something to research before you go using it as well.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, Melissa, this has been a fantastic episode. I love talking about geotagging, and it's so fun to have somebody who's very well versed in this topic and has done so much research and has a lot of experience come on our show and talk to our listeners about this. So thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much. I'd like to ask you one last question before we wrap up, kind of as we've been talking about so many different topics regarding geotagging and lots of different ethical and controversial topics. What kind of are your one takeaways for both influencers and destinations? If there's one thing that they can do and act upon from this episode, what do you think that should be?
What I would want people to take away from this the most is to, if you're geotagging or not geotagging, whatever your decision is, think about your why. And is this negatively impacting other people? You know, dig deeper, look at if it's affecting people that don't look like you, look at other resources. Like an article I'd really recommend by melaninbasecamp.com is 5 reasons why you should keep geotagging. And it's just a great perspective that I think a lot of white influencers like myself did not even think about until I read that article. And that is a good place to start.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Melissa. And we'll put all of the links to the articles, including that one, in the description of the episode, as well as our social media and things like that, so that everyone can know where to find them, because that is really great resources to give people a jumping off place for those that haven't researched this as much before.
Awesome.
Well, thank you everyone again for listening. This has been such a great topic to dive into, and we're happy to have Melissa with us once again to discuss it. So if you want to follow along on the journey and to view the links and everything like that, you can always follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest, and then we'll link to Melissa's social media platforms as well in the description. So thanks everyone, and have a great day. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. This has been another episode of Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Jess and Jacqueline and produced by Relic.